Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the game on Tuesday. Sporting Lisbon, the next opponent for City at the Estadio Jose Alvalade. Man City will again be without record signing Jack Grealish as they face Sporting Lisbon in the last 16. England international missed a 4-0 win at Norwich on Saturday after a reoccurrence of the shin problem he suffered at Aston Villa last season. Manager Pep Guardiola says the injury is not serious. He said he is better, but for tomorrow he's not available, along with Cole Palmer and Gabriel Jesus. Jesus has not featured since suffering a knock while on international duty for Brazil. Guardiola said, to do better than last season is not easy, but we are excited and happy to be in the competition at this stage again. I know how important the Champions League is. We cannot deny it, but we take every Premier League game seriously, and you saw how we behaved against Norwich. That's the best proof we can do it in every single game, not just in the Premier League. He's also had the comments echoed by Rodrigo. He says that City will go into the game with an insatiable hunger for success, but wants to be a tough test against a Sporting side that have impressed greatly under head coach Ruben Amorim. But the Spanish international Rodrigo, who's been in outstanding form this term, insists the team have a huge desire to compete on all fronts, in particular the Champions League. He said, I think this team has to demand everything, as we have the quality, the ambition, and we have the structure to do it, and we are going to demand to do it. Trust me, it's so tough to keep that in mind when you have to be beat and win. We feel that is difficult, but always when you win, you want more, and that makes you have the confidence to give to yourself. In two other news, Jack Cancelo has spoken about the horrific robbery which terrorised his family and left him injured, suffered cuts to the face after attempting to fight off a gang of four intruders at his home in December. He said, my family didn't deserve to go through that. It is life, it happens in life, and I had to continue. The club's fans have rallied around Cancelo since the incident. And of course, it's been one of the mainstays of Guardiola's team. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.